Welcome back, Patriots. This is part two of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. If you missed part one, you better go back and listen. Here we go. So I was sent this clip of Ron DeSantis swearing in. So I want to play this, see what we hear. And then we're going to, then I'm going to pray. Because I got another show to do in like 90 minutes. So let's see what happens here.
Repeat after me. I, Ron DeSantis.
Wait. I got to make sure that you guys can hear it. So that should do it. All right, now we'll play it.
Repeat after me. I, Ron DeSantis.
I, Ron DeSantis.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Is that supposed to be there? You guys hear that?
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government. Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified. Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States. States and of the state of Florida.
Of the United States and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly.
That is very interesting. All right, we'll listen to the whole thing since there's only about 40 seconds left. Wow, I had not heard that.
Qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of governor.
The duties of governor.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you. Do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend
that I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government
the Constitution and government
of the United States and of the state of Florida
of the United States.
Wow. I had not heard that before. That's very interesting. You guys ever heard that in an oath of office before? I will protect and defend the Constitution and government. He swore in that oath of office he would defend and protect the government of the United States and of Florida. So not only would he protect the Constitution, but somehow at the same time, the government, the federal government of the United States and the state of Florida. How does that work out?
And real quick, guys, want to remind you of another one of our sponsors. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turn a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you've finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word daily, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals, IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting daily, D-A-I-L-Y, to the number 989-898. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews. Secure your future with gold. Start today with your free info kit. There's zero obligations to make this request. Just text DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898. Again, that's 989-898.
Yeah, that did not look fake to me. That is very interesting. Very interesting. And by the way, I don't know. Maybe it's fake. It didn't look like it to me. I just want to put this up. LSR, your Rumble rant. He said a few minutes ago, we were Overwatch when Tig got hit by a car. Yeah, we were. In fact, I remember one funny encounter. We were down in the Springs and the police rolled up because we were in a vehicle with, you know, with some gear and stuff. And cops rolled up. We were in an alley. And they said, they rolled up. And so we're like, all right, guys, hand, don't put your hand anywhere near your gun. Just, you know. So see what they want to say. And they asked, what are you guys doing here? And they looked at us. We're like, just making sure everyone's safe. We were pretty geared up. And they said, okay, well, can you guys move your car? And, you know, you're not allowed to park in this alley. The business owner asked if you guys can move. We went, okay, yeah, we'll move. That was a funny day. Oh, sorry. All right. I cannot talk anymore, so I'm going to get off here and get ready to talk again in less than an hour and a half. But remember, pay attention to SCOTUS. We're going to be waiting for updates on Tory's case, on the Brunson case, as well as the NSO group. We haven't talked about that again today. Oh, yeah, they did. They kicked us out of the parking garage because it was a gun-free zone. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, they didn't like us being there. That was an amusing time. But remember, three Supreme Court cases. You also had Kim mention that they submitted that that information for an amicus brief for the Brunson case. So don't expect to hear anything until Monday is my assumption. That's typically how it goes. But NSO group is big. We're going to have Joe and General Flynn on next week sometime to talk about, because they have another case as well. But there's a lot going on. We're going to have Tory on. We're supposed to have Jennifer Lawrence and Dustin on, but they were traveling, and Jennifer is actually very sick as well. So make sure that we pray for everybody. Everybody's sick. Eyes on SCOTUS. Do not despair. We have so many things that are falling on our side. We are winning, absolutely, even if it doesn't sound like it, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if they want us to look and be just full of despair. I refuse. You should refuse with me.
Self-reliance, independence, control over our own lives. These are things we talk about a lot here at Conservative Daily. That's why we want to talk to you about Air Medicare Network's Fly You Home. It's the best way we know to keep control of your medical care should you find yourself hospitalized far from home. A Fly You Home membership gives you the option to be transported from that faraway hospital to one close to home, so you can recover near friends, family, and your own doctor. And Fly You Home takes care of absolutely everything from Hospital A to Hospital B at no extra charge. Membership is amazingly affordable. $159 a year covers everyone in your home. We've arranged for our listeners to get up to a $100 e-gift card with a new membership. Just use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSERVATIVE. Be sure you're the one making decisions about your health and healing. Go to airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative today. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative. Use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSERVATIVE.
So let's pray. Father God, I just ask that you rejuvenate, you invigorate those on this team. Just help Joe to heal up, help Ash to get well. All those who are fighting and standing for truth. Captain Brad, I just ask that you put a light over them, help them to heal and to lessen their pain, that we may continue to move forward. Have your eyes, please, weigh on the hearts of those in the Supreme Court, of those in Congress. Let them feel the weight of what it means to follow you. Let them feel the weight of the fate of the American people so far as they have the power to affect it. And let the American people feel rejuvenated. This is a new year. as little as a calendar year can change things, as little as going from December to January can change things here in the flesh. We have an opportunity to seize upon all the things that are coming out now. We have an opportunity to choose to be full of hope, to choose to follow you, to choose not to look at things with despair, not to look at the circus that they play in front of us and see it as an option that we can devoid ourselves of responsibility. But we know that we see the truth. I ask that we humbly, we look at the truth, honestly, for what it is. We realize the territory that we are in. We use this information that we are learning, and it does not weigh us down. It does not sober our hearts and prevent us from feeling any joy. But we can have confidence. We can have courage, because now, though the landscape is not what we thought, the map of our world is much clearer. And if we have a map, if we know where we are, then we can choose where we want to go. We know that is the restoration of this country. It is the Constitution. We have the power to weigh on the hearts and the minds of those people in Congress. We have the power to call them. We have the power to reach out. We have the power to get involved in our local counties. We have the power to speak to our sheriffs. We have the power to focus on new information as it comes out and to use it wisely, to broaden and deepen our understanding of the place that we find ourselves. Information like Tori's documentary, like Ivan's documentary, we have the power to see these things and analyze them critically. We have the power to share them, and we have the power to use that information to make some effort to make this world closer to that which you wish us to bring into fruition. I ask that you bless those people who are still being persecuted. Jake Lang, Jacob Angeli, so many, Jeremy Brown, so many of our prisoners, they have suffered so long. We owe a responsibility. We have a responsibility not to despair, because they are the ones who are suffering. In contrast, we have given up very little. Some of us have made great sacrifices, but many of us have not had our lives changed very much outside of the fact that we see the evil clearly now. So I ask that we do our part. We honor those who are being persecuted, like Mickey Whithoft, those who have given their lives, those in our armed services, brothers in arms with Captain Brad, those who have been experimented on, those who have been robbed, those who have sacrificed greatly for all of us and for a country that now wishes to discard us. We will not go away. We will not give up. We will not stay silent. And I ask that we can continue to commit to that. And we do so in honor of you. We do so in honor of the example that you set forth for us. We do so in honor of those who are carrying the torch, who are carrying your word and living it. We have so many children in this world, so many innocents who continue to suffer, and we have an obligation, if we truly say that we follow you, to save them. We do that by assuming responsibility. We do that by taking responsibility for our own lives and for making a difference in our community, and by holding on to the joy that is all around us if we choose to see it. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the blessings that we have. Let us take this new year and shape it into an awakening that only you can imagine. Let us shock ourselves. Let us bewilder our own people with how beautiful we can change the tide of what's happening in this country. I pray these things humbly. I pray these things joyfully in the name of our Father, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray these things. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Okay. I'm out. I love you guys. I will see you later. I'll see you very soon, actually. And we'll see you soon, as soon as I can figure out how to sign off of this.
People were bracing for the end. Hell is where we're all reaching. This clash is all of our ideals, asking answers to those who have no will. I think it's better to pray. The sun.